We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I don't know what Dusty's trying to do during the break. He hopped up on the desk. There is multiple Vince, obviously, in the room we're in, and one of them may have, quite honestly, never been cleaned, like in the history of the building. I don't know. And Dusty decided to, you know, just go check it out.
Do we know when this building was officially constructed?
I do not. I do not know.
2001.
Early 2000s, I'm guessing. What were you doing up there, man?
I just wanted to see how nasty that was.
I can tell you from here, just sitting down, how nasty it is.
Why are they cleaning the filters?
It's not even a filter. It's just the great.
I would just preemptively schedule a doctor's appointment.
Yeah, there's get a tetanus shot and all that while you're at
like
it.
Like you're gonna have, I don't know if they can like clean your lungs out, but I'm worried for you.
Surprised there wasn't something that just fell through the vent, like you were saying.
Like a bat?
Oh my.
That's your biggest fear, bats?
I mean, bats are problematic for obvious reasons. You don't want to get bit, you know, if it's a bird, they're not gonna come up and bite you. Or bat bites you, you get rabies.
Do you guys ever do things for texters?
Do you ever try to texters?
Like try to make him feel better. Like This guy from the 816 is really starting to get on my nerves.
You're still texting? Nick thinks I respond. Dusty's been texting back and forth.
The thing is they're being dumb. And all morning, they're trying to tell us to be positive and bring positive vibes and all this stuff. And trying to tell us how to do our job. And they're just being negative and hurtful. And I think, sir, from the 816, right? I can give out your number if you want. 8163. Okay, I won't do that. But maybe it's time for you to find a different program. And
Dusty's filling in today, and he's trying to tell listeners to like, not listen.
It's like the substitute teacher coming in and just burning the class to the ground.
Here's what we don't need. We don't need the negative attention from these people, and it's only one person, and they're already in KMA category, which for those of you that don't understand that acronym, it's kiss my ass. That's what we do on After Hours. So 816, they say, why don't you talk about Greinke getting 3,000 strikeouts? Here's the deal. He's 68 away. He averages 3 a start. That's going to be a while. And they said, that's good radio content. It's not, and it's not a free topic, bud, because you can't talk about it every single day because guess what? You're the only loser that wants to hear about the Royals and Zach Greinke's 3,000 strikeouts. He then says, why does the quality of this plummet when Cody Tapp isn't on? He capitalizes Cody, lowercases Tapp, ditch your ass somewhere else, and figure it out. Okay? We're done with your negative attitude. We're done with your lame-ass texts. I gave you attention. You have your 15 minutes of fame. You can now kiss my ass and go somewhere else. And I never want people to go to that loser of a station on the other side of the city because it sucks too. But maybe that's where you belong and you all can relish in your somberness and negative energy because over here we're positive vibes, bro. You know? Get out of here. Mark my words. I have insider information about this MLB season. Okay.
That's a different person, Dusty.
Okay, I thought that was the same one because they end their number the same thing.
Easy, Dustman.
You all right?
Easy,
so 816.
Someone get my man a beer. Let's get Dusty needs a drink.
So 816.
It's not even noon yet.
It is on the East Coast. Let me be really careful with you, okay? Okay? Go somewhere else. Go find what you like. And if you really want to, You can go listen to Royals broadcast from the past because if you really want that, you can. Because guess what? Zachary, he's 68 strikeouts away from 3,000. We can't talk about it every day on the Royals broadcast station. Yes, we understand that we broadcast Royals on the station. We love Denny Matthews. We love Josh Verner. We don't love you.
You're right.
I just hate negative people, dude. Like, you don't know what you're talking about. That's what I'm saying. Like, just go somewhere else. If you want to go listen to, go listen to Anderson and Anderson. Because you know what? They're going to talk about Old Navy jeans, and they're going to talk about a crappy-ass baseball team. So if that's what you want, go do it. You want to go listen to stats? Go listen to Petro. I don't give a rip. Kiss my ass. You want to have some fun? You want to have some laughs? And you want to have a good damn time? You listen to Cody and Gold with Dusty filling in with Nick Schwart. The hell out of here. Is that okay to say that stuff on the air?
Well, you said it.
Yeah, you did.
But it's out there now.
Dusty filling in tomorrow on the show as well.
Maybe.
As far as we know.
For now. As far as we know.
You know, I think I'm going to leave the country.
Hey, man.
Yeah, Nick, you just run Nick out of the country tomorrow. To Paris, I believe.
Golly.
You're right, man. First 5 minutes of the show.
No, I'm
fired
fine. Just,
up, and then
just,
now another hour in.
Because I like to be a man of the people. I love the text line. I love you guys. I love this city. I love sports. I can talk about it to a brick wall for 4 hours. Mm-hmm. I don't need people that try to do stuff and go over the top and try to tell me what to do with my life because I don't tell you what to do with your life. I don't want your life. The hell out of here. You know, capitalize a first name, capitalize a second name.
Oh,
idiot.
Come on. We're not grammar policing people.
Oh, well, then don't tell me that good content okay. And free content is Zach Greinke getting 3,000 damn strikeouts when he's 68 away and he gets three a night.
Nick, if I give you a few bucks, will you run to the vending machine? Get my get Dusty a Snickers.
Hungry?
Get him something.
You're
man.
Not yourself when you're hungry.
Yeah, this is. I haven't seen this during the day. I've seen this on after hours. I haven't seen this. When you fill in with
me. I'm good.
Okay.
We can keep talking. Talk about DeAndre Hopkins. You want to talk about somebody who's contradicting.
Let's talk about D-Hop a little bit because DeAndre Hopkins visiting the Tennessee Titans, and it's all right, that just doesn't make any sense to begin with based off of what he had told everybody on a podcast, the I Am Athlete podcast, just a couple weeks ago. He was going through kind of a checklist of what he wanted, and the Titans really don't fit any of it. The quarterback doesn't fit. They're not a championship contender. He says an elite defense, I think, or a championship caliber defense. Don't really, their defense is decent, but it's not, I don't know if it's championship caliber at this point now with where they're at as a franchise by any means. Certainly that secondary's not. And DeAndre Hopkins is still taking a visit there. So is it just about the money? We're going to find out. But then at one point, the Browns were the heavy favorites offshore to land his services. And now Mary Kay Cabot, who's very well connected within the Browns organization, she says that Deshaun Watson still wants DeAndre Hopkins, but now it's a long shot. And there's no free agent visit scheduled to the Browns or any other team. We know there's not a free agent visit scheduled to Kansas City either. She says the Browns are not looking to add a big name receiver. So is everybody just slow playing this thing and acting like they're not interested anymore? Or what are we missing? Because I think we can acknowledge if Odell Beckham Jr. had a market, DeAndre Hopkins also has a market. Come on
sure.
now. He's better than Odell Beckham Jr. But is Hopkins asking for something that's just not realistic at all? Because it doesn't make any sense. Are the Titans the one team? Because all it takes is one team. Are they maybe willing to talk multi-year deal or a much higher dollar amount? Because otherwise it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, I think that it's interesting because I think obviously players set markets, right? Like DeAndre is going to tell everybody that is he younger than Odell? Can't be. Is he younger?
He is.
Okay. It's not by much. But DeAndre Hopkins, I think had a better career than Odell Beckham Jr.
Well, yeah,
I think that he wants a multi-year deal. By the way,
Beckham's only 30.
What would you guys consider to be unrealistic for D-Hop? Like that would scare teams away in terms of his demands.
I think he wants like a 2-year, 3-year option, and he wants like guaranteed a ton of money.
And you guys think a 2-year deal would take up a lot of teams off the table?
Correct. Because I don't know if people think that he's worth a 2-year deal. I think he's in that stage of his career where like the talent backs it, where I think that like a lot of people want, they want that prove it. And then if he proves it, then someone else will be the sucker and go pay for it.
So Hopkins is 31, Beckham's 30.
So he is older.
Yeah. And so you're right. And so Hopkins to me, I believe if he signed a 1-year deal on a championship caliber team, Buffalo, Kansas City, wherever, and it's 1 year, let's say incentives get it to $15 million. And he ends up having a 1,000-yard season and is playing in all 17 games. I do think he can go and get a big payday still next offseason. Maybe he thinks that's not possible, and so he wants a 2 or 3 year deal. He wants more guaranteed money. I think he's in a tough spot, because if I was in his shoes and I would see that I don't have a ring yet, that would factor in, yes, partially. But also, I just saw Odell Beckham Jr. get over $15 million guaranteed from the Ravens, and I'm better than that guy. That's what I'm thinking if I'm Hopkins, and I'm sure that's probably part of the issue. But all it takes is one team to come in, like the Ravens did with Odell Beckham Jr., and say, yeah, we'll pay you more than everybody else. Maybe that's the Tennessee Titans. Maybe there's a mystery team. I still don't think this is getting done quick. Maybe I'll be wrong. I don't think tomorrow suddenly we're going to find out he signed with the Tennessee Titans. I think this is going to drag on more, and he's going to have more visits. I'm just surprised that suddenly the Browns, who were viewed as, oh, yeah, that's the favorite, they can sign him on a one-year deal, he wants to reunite with Deshaun Watson, or Watson wants to reunite with him, that now it's a long shot, which tells me that it's the multi-year deal issue.
Is this another example of the middle class of the NFL kind of disappearing? Because it seems like we've got to the point now where either a guy is worth a multi-year deal or he's worth this tiny team-friendly deal. I don't think D-Hop's asking for elite wide receiver money, I wouldn't assume. But like, he's worth that middle tier type deal. I think he's worth $15 to $16 million based off his production and based off what the market dictates for that position.
I think he's worth that. I don't think, we're just talking with the Chiefs, I don't think they're willing to do that, though. You know, and that's why this seems unlikely for Kansas City.
Because they don't need it.
Yeah, they're not as desperate as some of the other teams.
Right.
Would I love DeAndre Hopkins in Kansas City? Well, yeah, hell yeah, I would. Hell yeah.
The other thing is that don't believe everything you read. Because, I mean, it was two weeks ago. Looks like he might go to the Cleveland Browns. He wants to reunite with Deshaun Watson. And now it's like a week later, well, that's a far stretch cry even attempting to happen. Then it's like, well, the teams that seem to be interested are the Chiefs and the Bills. Okay, find the source. Also, the term interested is very vague. Like, yes, they probably had conversations with his agent and probably like, hey, you know, what's it look like? And then V's just like, well, you know, we offered Odell $4 million, so...
Yeah, there's a balance of what's coming from the agent side. Right. And remember, Hopkins did not have an agent until about a week ago.
Yeah.
And decided to hire an agent. But when the Chiefs, let's put it this way, the Chiefs, I don't think, are pursuing Hopkins anymore. It sounds like they were prior to the draft and prior to Beckham getting signed. And then Beckham's deal kind of pushed them backwards on where they were at, maybe coming close to a deal. I don't think they're actively pursuing. I think they're interested. Same with the Bills. I don't think the Chiefs are willing to get to a certain dollar amount to potentially jeopardize where they're at in the future. And I also think, until the Chris Jones deal gets done, it complicates it. Not to mention, we know they like to have cap space in season. Not, they don't need $15 million cap space in season, but they like to have some flexibility because time and time again, they've made in-season trades or signings. We know it was Kadarius Toney this past year. They've done it with Melvin Ingram. They've done it with Terrell Suggs in the past as well.
But all those have, I guess, one thing in common, and that is the Chiefs know what they have. The Chiefs know who they are. And if you want to play for the Chiefs, then you come on their terms. You don't sit there and say, well, I'll come to your team, but I want this. It's no, the conversation is, hey, if you want to come over here, you have a chance to be a part of this and we will give you this because this is what we need. You don't need a stud receiver. Like, they realized that with not paying Tyreek Hill and winning a Super Bowl the exact same year after that, they let a all-pro top three wide receiver in the NFL go. Right. Now, that might change once we see Travis Kelce's skill set diminish a little bit with age, which I don't know when that happens. He may be 2 years away, might be 1 year away. We might see it this year. I don't know. But I think when you look at what they did last year with Juju, MBS, Sky, and a little like dash of Kadarius Toney and a little bit of Mecole Hardman, they led the league in offense. Pat Mahomes was a MVP. They don't need your money to cause any distraction. Plus, it's the other thing too. It's like, hey, if you want to come here, we have something built. We know what we are. If you want to be a part of it, that's fine. If you really do want a ring, because you remember the whole Juju thing with Reed, like he was sending pictures of the trophy, the ring and all that. And he was like, eh, I'm going to finish this out with Big Ben. We'll see what happens next. Juju Smith-Schuster's career, finished it out with Ben, won a Super Bowl ring, got the bag, 28 years old. Perfect. DeAndre Hopkins, kind of messed it up a little bit with the whole, what was it, badger tranquilizers and stuff like that he took.
Badger milk.
Is that
what it was?
No, badger milk's from The Animal with Rob Schneider.
No, but was it?
That's good. That's
was
good.
It, did he, his was PEDs. I don't know what we ever found
it was,
what he took.
It was like badger tranquilizers. Look it up. I'm dead serious.
No. I don't think it was badger tranquilizers,
who was the player,
bro.
Who was the athlete that took the deer antler stuff?
That was Adrian Peterson.
And there was a bunch of dudes at Alabama 10 years
that's
ago.
That's what that was.
Yeah.
Hopkins was just PEDs. I don't know if we ever learned what it was.
Dude, it was Badger Strength.
Badger Tranquil. Dude, that's not even a real thing, Dusty.
You'll see.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to take me time to find the article.
I'm sure if you Googled DeAndre Hopkins Badger, you'd get there pretty quickly if it existed.
It's something called Osterine or whatever is what Hopkins allegedly took. It's not FDA approved. It's a drug that's, yeah.
Yeah, because it goes into badgers.
But it's definitely not badger related.
Badger, unbelievable.
We'll get to the trash of the day coming up in about 5 minutes or so. I did want to talk a little bit about NIL for a second. And we know, as we've talked about here locally a lot, the impact it has on all three local schools. And I thought it was a cool story that perhaps Wichita State and KU in basketball are going to have a neutral site game, and perhaps the gate for those games could be pushed through NIL collectives and distributed to the players. And I think we're seeing some freak out happening at the collegiate level today. Nick Saban, among others, are actually in Washington, D.C., meeting with lawmakers to talk about a federal legislation, perhaps, and regulation on NIL. There was an athletic director at Arkansas that said probably the quiet part out loud of how ADs are feeling, but it is comical to hear this stance now. Mm-hmm. So here's the quote, athletic director over at Arkansas. And he said, quote, young men and women are making decisions not to go to Major League Baseball or the WNBA or the NBA because they can make more money in college. Mm. Does that make any sense, that you can make more money by staying in college than you can by going and being a professional athlete? That's where we have some issues in college athletics, end quote. Wasn't the whole point of the complaint before that, like, it's just college, we want them to stay longer and get an education? Now, because the student athletes through NIL are making a good amount of money, in some cases more money than they ever will the rest of their life in terms of earnings at one time. Now you think that they're staying too long?
Mm.
That's the quiet part out loud now, right? That right. These ADs are freaking out because the money coming into the NIL collectives used to go straight to the athletic department through donors. Because if you're a donor, you're probably donating to both now. Or just the NIL collective. This is an AD freaking out about that and where it continues to head. But for an AD to come out and essentially say, you're staying in college too long. Could you imagine if they would have said that 5 years ago, 6 years ago?
Do you imagine how much money Perry Ellis would have made? Man. How much money would Perry Ellis have made at Kansas? That guy was in college, what, like 7 years?
Yeah.
I mean, what? I don't really have a full, like, 5-minute take on this, but, like, why do we hate NIL? Like, we say we. I mean, why? Yeah. Is it jealousy?
Hate NIL. I think they want more control. I think the athletic directors and college administrators, they want more control of it. I mean, Nick Saban came out just a week ago and obviously suggested some unification.
The truth is, though, that these guys who have been doing business the exact same way for their entire lives, and for some of these lifers that's, you know, spanning across multiple decades,
mm-hmm.
The entire operation of their business changed, and they don't like it. That's it. So, like, you can take them at their word if you want to and say, yeah, maybe he's making some good points. Maybe there does need to be unification and a universal system in which they all operate. But the truth is their jobs got a little bit harder, and they don't like that, so now they're complaining. All the money that used to come into the ADs, now it's going to the collectives, and they think, wait a minute. This isn't the way it's worked for the last 30 years. I don't like this. Let's change it.
Yeah.
No, it's a power struggle as well. I mean, this comment came from Arkansas Athletic Director Hunter Yurachek, and he's among a bunch of FCC coaches and ADs that are now traveling to Washington, D.C. today to find about. I've said this, and I don't know, you maybe disagree. I'm all for the student athletes while they have the ability to earn as much as they can, and I think NIL is great. I do recognize, I think at some point there's going to have to be some regulation within it, just because otherwise it's no different than what we were all complaining about before, which was pay for play. I mean, that is what it is becoming right now. Just it's not illegal, right? And every state has different NIL laws. And so the NIL situation, the NCAA has like no say anymore in this because the state law trumps the NCAA bylaws. And so you probably do need a uniform federal regulation on NIL. I don't know what the solution is. I don't know if it's capped where, hey, every football program's collective can only hand out $2.5 million for the entire team. I have no idea what the number should be and what it needs to be at all. But there probably has to be at least some loopholes closed here, because otherwise it really is just pay for play and buying players left and right. And you can say you don't have a problem with that. Okay. But I think there has to be some regulation. Otherwise, the separation that we already know exists between the Alabamas of the world and whoever, that's only going to widen.
I mean, Texline says that's not what his point is. His point is the kid shouldn't make more money in college than as a professional in whatever field the student athlete is.
That's so irrelevant.
Why is that an issue? Yeah. Clearly these players, what the market is telling them they're worth, why is it a problem that, because we all know the story in sports, there are college quarterbacks, let's just use a quarterback, that are far more valuable in college from a marketing angle and successful in college, even at 19 years old, than they ever will be at 23 in the NFL, because A, they may never make it to the NFL. Even there's plenty of examples of great college players that suck in the NFL or just don't even get drafted.
Mm-hmm. But like, imagine Tim Tebow at Florida, what he was worth to not only the University of Florida and their football program, but to college football as a whole. He was one of the most marketable athletes on the planet for about a 3-year span.
It's not up to us
or the coaches or the athletic directors to tell you how much he's worth. No, the market determines how much he's worth. And that's exactly what's happening. And the control, like you said, the power is gone from these athletic departments, and they don't like it because they feel like they're not in control. And the truth is they're not.
Which they shouldn't be when it comes to somebody else's money.
When you're talking about a $1 billion company, when you talk about college football and college basketball, with the TV rights that are coming in, with the ad revenue that they generate, there is a lot of money to go around, and they're making it seem like there's just nothing left.
Trash of the day. All right, let's get to the trash, guys. Dusty sent this one over. I swear I feel like this has happened before. Maybe not.
It's just
pretty simple. Not to me. Yeah. I used to wear contacts, as you know, thanks to my friends at Dury Vision. Hey. I don't need them anymore. LASIK.
Live read.
Fantastic. This is a story from, I think this came out of Tennessee, where a woman mistook super glue for eye drops.
Brutal.
Fused her eyes shut. You sent this to me.
A woman fused her eyes shut?
It says a 22-year-old woman.
You know how super glue works, right?
Was on TikTok. She shared how she ended up in the ER.
Mm-hmm.
She shared a photo montage that chronicled everything from the immediate aftermath to her painful recovery. Quote, brutal. They had me apply an ointment that breaks down and dissolves the glue. I swear I've heard this story before. Are we sure this is new? Anyway, it didn't work, so they started picking at the glue trying to separate my eyes, she added. After that didn't work, they took me to a private room and used a metal tool to pry it open. Her eyes.
Is that a scalpel?
Finally got it to open. Oh, my goodness.
Jaws of life.
I'm trying to think of the scenario. How does this happen? Like, super glue is also in the bathroom.
Stoned.
Like, keep them right next to each other.
Don't, I mean, that's for starters. If you do have super glue, do not keep that in the bathroom, number one.
Alex, maybe her vision is so bad that she couldn't determine which was which.
Maybe something broke, like, you know, something porcelain in the bathroom broke, and she used it real fast, and then she was getting up in the morning, you know, little blurry eyes. Pop that super glue.
Oh, the pain. I can't even imagine, man. Oh.
Wait, she did it to both her eyes or just
one eye?
I was about to say, after you put the first one in, maybe.
Hypothetical worst pain. Mistake your super glue for your eye drops or your lube.
I think actually eye drops.
Yeah, the eyes are worse. Yeah. The eyes are worse.
You just glue your hand to
there's
that thing.
There's more, there's more room to navigate. You can shut your eyes closed with super glue, right? You can seal them closed with super glue. So as bad as they both would be, one is more likely to actually work. You need a lot more super glue, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, some people.
It's true. Some of us.
For those, a drop or two will probably get it done.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, that's... I mean, like, the eyes are... Like, have you ever had, like, a... I don't know if you're had, like a zit on your eyelid? You ever had one of those?
I haven't, but it makes
sense.
Or,
like, kind of in your eyebrow area, like, how sensitive that is?
Yeah, eyebrow area is rough.
I could only imagine, like, putting it in your eye. And then trying to get it, you know, to that point to open it up.
Yeah, someone on the text line says maybe I was thinking of the lady a while back who put Gorilla Glue or something in her hair, and then she sued because it didn't say you couldn't put it in your hair.
I remember that story.
Yeah, she did Gorilla Glue as like shampoo.
She tried to do like this something about Mary. Like, is that hair gel?
She used it as gel. And it
She didn't have any hair product, and she tried to use it, and she was like matting it down to her head, and then she couldn't get it.
It like, was stuck.
Her hair was just permanent.
Somebody
stuck.
Says, take it from a married guy who has two teenage girls. The super glue is for their fingernails.
Well, I'm sure. I just
or cut. I've used super glue as a cut.
I've heard
before.
That. I've heard of that too.
Yeah, like a liquid Band-Aid. Is they think what they actually that there's like part of
I
those
had
too.
One time, this was years ago, not with the current gal that cuts my hair, but they were using the straight edge razor on my neck.
Yeah,
and she accidentally cut me.
Ooh, and that's she doesn't cut your hair anymore.
Yeah, this is a different city, different state, and she used super glue to like stop it like right away. I don't know if you're supposed to do that, but that's what she did at the time. What is?
What, the top text?
It's just the wording. It's the wording.
What,
that
says
someone
pee-pee?
Says they'd rather super glue their hand to their private parts.
Let's just, I'd rather super glue my hand to my pee-pee. At least you have a reason to whack it all the time.
Dude, that would rip skin off. Mm. And then how do you explain that to your next lover? Mm. I swear to God, it's super glue. It's not an STD. Yeah, right, Gary. I've heard that one before. You mean to tell me you use super glue instead of KY? It happens all the time. Like, no, it doesn't.
Look it up on TikTok.
Yeah.
It's really common.
Oh,
of course
man.
This was on TikTok, by the way. Of course it was.
Oh, yeah. Well, duh. Like, I mean, like, is TikTok not the worst?
That honestly makes me question the validity of her story. Like, I believe
she
did it.
You think she did it on purpose?
I hope so. Well, if she did, I hope so.
I mean, it's just such a ludicrous mistake to make. Same thing with the putting it in your hair. Like, you didn't think about what might go wrong. You sure? You sure that didn't cross your mind of like, oh, no, this will be fine.
The other part that doesn't make sense is, so, like, eye drops, I mean, unless she just completely missed her eye, luckily. Like, if it was eye drop, you're obviously not aiming for your eyebrows. You're aiming for your eyes. So this means she's, I guess, lucky that the super glue did not reach her eyeball, that it only ended up on her eyelid. Because
I don't know, man.
Oh, terrible anyway.
I mean, I've used Rotos before, which are, like, intense eye drops.
I don't know.
Yeah, when you've had a session.
After you're smoking a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you don't want to have them glossy eyes. And I used Rotos, and it was like the silver cap. They're really expensive. They're like $7, but like the silver caps, like the ice or whatever it is. Dude, those burn so bad. Like, I can't even imagine what super glue would do to your eyeball.
All right, that's the trash of the day. Up next, we get back to Chiefs football, the Chiefs red half hour. And I didn't think he had more work to do, but one Chief does, according to a former NFL tight end.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Chiefs Kingdom. This is Mitch Holtis, and welcome in to the Chiefs Red Half Hour on Cody and Gold. Every day at 11:30 on your official broadcast partner, the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Chiefs Red Half Hour. Text line and Dusty were reminiscing about an interview Nick and Dusty did when both Cody and I were gone, what, 4 months ago?
That was great.
Jason Brown. That was...
You yes. Fell right into the trap.
Yeah, yeah. You're a fanboy, I believe, is what...
You're a fanboy.
I think is how that interview went down for you guys, is when you hung up on him.
Who's a better coach, Nick? Chuck Knoll or Jason Brown?
Yeah. You're a fanboy.
There it is. Mm-hmm. You hear like me say yeah right before he says it. Just like, yeah.
That was a fun day. That was a really fun day.
That was awesome. Because we didn't really plan on hanging up on him, but he just like, I literally asked him, like, did you or did you not say that Patrick Mahomes is a gimmicky quarterback? Because I didn't say that. I never said he was. And I played the audio in his voice. I said, one more time, tell me you didn't say it. And he's like, I didn't say it. Goodbye.
Yeah, I mean, you knew what you were getting when you had Jason Brown on the show.
But I'd had him on before. Yeah. Like, he'd been on my, like, Saturday programs, like, two or three times. And we had talked about, you know, like, who's the best? And then he went on this, like, hiatus where he was trying to be, like, a shock jock and do all this stupid stuff where he was, like, trying to say, like, Patrick Mahomes is not, he's like, Patrick Mahomes is a gimmick quarterback.
That's actually really good. That's exactly how I said it.
Yeah.
And then when he was fighting us, he was saying, I said gimmick, not gimmicky. I was like, oh, right.
Oh, darn.
Two completely different words.
Oh, he just.
Jason Brown.
Oh, he's terrible. He just, and then he's like BFFs with Whitlock, and it's like, you really are just trying to bury your career.
You coached in community college for 5 years. You're not exactly Chuck Knoll, okay? He didn't like that one.
That was so good. That was so good.
Got like fired for like forging signatures.
He started hitting me with
anti-Semitic stuff.
He started hitting me with homeboy. He was like, 20 years homeboy. And I was like, you don't want to call me homeboy. You want to call me something else right now.
Yeah. Jason Brown.
He's just, you know.
Should we get him back on the show?
Yeah, I'm sure he'll come around. Well, Dusty told me during the break
he would come back on. Wait, you've texted him?
No. I'm not in contact with him anymore.
He would
Dusty
come back on.
Dusty got rid of
on.
His number.
Yeah.
You did?
Oh, well, I mean, I didn't get rid of it. I just blocked him because he started texting me after the interview.
He was hitting us with some F-bombing words.
and saying that I was a you know what and all this stuff, and I was just like, all
I believe
right.
The term bitch made was thrown out there.
Yeah, he just, you know, it is what
Joe
it is.
Joe Burrow was 3-0 versus Mahomes, by the way. That's why the fun whole Burrowhead thing was started up. I don't believe in all that either. But what I'm telling you is, until that happened, Burrow had dominated Mahomes head to head. Do we agree?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but in games that meant nothing.
Just say yeah. Don't make up no story about it.
No. You've been talking for about 3 minutes, so I'm going to say something now, Jason. So you keep talking about all of these Chiefs fans that came on your show. I listened to your podcast yesterday. It was about three people, and you always want to go back to the idea that, well, you don't know football because you didn't play.
You didn't want to show. You didn't show up. It's not my fault. I can't force you to come on my show, bro.
Jason, with all due respect, sir, you coached in community college for 5 years. You're not exactly Chuck Knoll, okay? So don't sit here and try and lord over us about how much you know.
20 years. 20 years.
And what do you do now?
Dude, did you bring me on your show to talk crap, or did you bring me on your show? You sound like a fanboy.
I let you talk for 15 minutes.
I got 28 guys in the NFL, homeboy.
Homeboy?
I got 270 Division One. Yeah. I had 8 win the Super Bowl. What's your criteria? Send me your resume.
I just want to make
you
sure.
You talk on the radio. Yeah. You're a fanboy.
Yeah, but did you
You're
ever.
You're a fanboy on the radio.
But you said you didn't call Patrick Mahomes a gimmicky quarterback. Let me play this for you real quick.
Patrick
I
Mahomes.
I said he's in a gimmicky system that makes him a gimmicky quarterback.
No. You told me to listen to you all the way out, so I'm going to let you listen to me all the way. Listen to what you said here.
Patrick Mahomes is a gimmick quarterback.
What do I say to that?
Gimmick. Did you hear that?
Goodbye.
I like how, dude, the foundation of his argument was, I said gimmick, not gimmicky.
Oh, man.
Yeah, good times.
That was a great day. That was a great
it
day.
It was really fun, good times. Man.
We had a lot of fun.
Let's talk about though the potential greatest tight end of all time. I thought that was that already settled or not, because Greg Olsen was actually on the Pat McAfee show and was talking about Travis Kelce, who, yes, Travis Kelce will get redemption at a first pitch on Monday night out of Kauffman Stadium. But this is what Greg Olsen said about Travis Kelce as potentially going down as one of the greatest tight ends of all time.
I think the reason why, especially for the first year, why a guy like Travis is so unique, for Travis to have 7 years in a row of over 1,000 yards when prior, humble brag, it was three. It was me. Humble
brag. Baby Greg!
Yeah! Yeah!
Clap it up.
Yeah, tell me, he says.
You know, but I just think for a position, we just talked about how hard it was, the physical nature of it, injury and all that. For him to have 7-plus years of over 1,000 yards, the postseason records that he's putting on display as far as touchdowns, 100-yard games, dominating performances, winning the Super Bowl this year. Like, when you stack it all up, I never thought in a million years anybody would ever reach the level of Tony Gonzalez. his numbers, his production, his longevity was just so an outer space compared to everybody else. No one even really considered it. Everyone was like, okay, there's Tony, and then I'm going to fight to be in that next group. Travis is probably the first guy that's come along that has shown that, you know, knock on wood, he has the longevity, he has the consistent production. I think he has the chance to be the best guy of all time.
Yeah.
And I don't say that lightly. I wouldn't have said it 3 years ago, but I just, at some point, what he's doing, his streak of the last 7-8 years is historically special.
So I agree for the most part with what Greg Olsen said. I actually think 2 or 3 years ago, I would have said Kelce had more work to do to become the greatest of wide receiver, or excuse me, tight end of all time. I think he is already that, and he's distancing himself away from Gronk. Now, what's tricky about Kelce's legacy a little bit and what people will push back on is that we all know he's essentially a wide receiver. Just the way the league has changed and how he has changed, he lines up all over. He's not lining up exclusively at tight end. Yes, he can block, but he doesn't block maybe as much as other tight ends. He lines up all over the place. But when you have seven straight 1,000-yard seasons, and now you also have two rings. It wasn't, a couple years ago, he's only got one. Gronk's got four. He's got two rings. Mm-hmm. He's probably playing another year or two at least. Maybe gets another ring. He could be sitting there with three rings, what, eight straight 1,000-yard seasons for a tight end that essentially is a wide receiver on a team that is going to be a dynasty if they get another ring here in the next year or two. Mm-hmm. So I think he's already actually distanced himself from Gronk. A couple years ago, I thought he did have more work to do.
Yeah, I think with Kelce, the most important thing, too, is you look at his postseason numbers. Like, isn't he only, or did he already pass Jerry Rice when it comes to, like, postseason either yardage or receptions?
So he has 133 postseason catches, 1,500 mm-hmm. yards, 16 touchdowns.
Yeah, that's just postseason.
And he has surpassed Gronk.
Yep.
Only Jerry Rice.
That's it. Yeah. Only the greatest receiver ever. Yeah.
Only Jerry Rice has more receptions, receiving yards, and touchdowns in the postseason.
And he's, like, super close to passing all of those.
Guys, you know what I think the most impressive part about this is Travis Kelce over the last 8 years has more receiving yards than anyone,
mm-hmm.
not tight ends. He is the NFL's leading receiver over an 8-year span. That is absurd when you consider the guys he's ahead of, like Devontae Adams, Mike Evans, Julio Jones, DeAndre Hopkins, Tyreek Hill. He's got more than all of them.
I also think this past year to me cemented it. Not just the ring, but when Tyreek Hill was out of the equation.
He's a leading wide receiver.
You know, I think that really helped his cause for anybody that was still a naysayer on everybody's acknowledged how great he is, but we're talking about the greatest of all time. So people are going to nitpick. That's fair, right? That's what we do when we're talking about the greatest of all time. I think Tyreek Hill being out of the picture and Kelce being, as you said, truly the guy and still having another not just a 1,000-yard season.
1,300.
Like nearly 1,300.
Yeah.
And then I think this past year was the first case year I would push forward. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I were for his case of the all time great.
What solidified it for me was 5 catches, 25 yards, and 4 touchdowns against the Raiders. Like that's what, like when that happened, like the numbers are a little misleading because it's like, oh, I had 4 catches for 25 yards or whatever it was, 29 yards, however it was, but it was 4 touchdowns. In a game in which the Raiders were, what, leading? Weren't they leading like 17 to nothing in that game?
Yeah, that was when the Carl Cheffers
He started crying.
Yep.
And the Derek Carr fumble sack, whatever, roughing the passer. And it's like, that's where Kelce, to me, and again, the numbers are cool. The attitude's flashy and fun. He's got a colorful personality. But where he is, to me, the greatest is that when you need somebody in a situation, who shows up, right? We remember the Detroit game, right? When they were struggling, they were kind of behind on the road, and he did the lateral to LeSean McCoy,
sure.
Right? You remember the Houston Texans game and the AFC championship or the AFC divisional game, right? He had 3 touchdowns in the first half, I believe. The Chargers game, who won it in overtime? Travis Kelce. They ran the same play last year. Who was the guy? Travis Kelce. Buffalo Bills game, 13 seconds left. Who ran the double move to catch the touchdown? Kelce. It's always Kelce. It's always, always Kelce. So that always solidifies to me, not only are your numbers great, but your numbers are great and they also have clutch big time numbers. Like you're catching Super Bowl touchdowns. You're catching game winning touchdowns in overtime in the playoffs. You're leading your team. And not only that, the best part about Travis Kelce is
is the complete just transformation of what he was to what he is.
Yeah, winning is going to increase this because I think the biggest,
all these primetime games, five straight AFC title games, you are the number one team in football, not just for one random year.
Because I think that's the hardest hurdle to get over to make the case for him over Tony is that, like, Tony has 5,000 more yards than Kelsey has now. He's the sixth leading receiver in NFL history.
Yeah.
He just didn't win.
So and he played forever.
Right. So that is the biggest trump card that Kelsey has over Gonzalez. But at this point, you still got a lot of work from a production standpoint to get to where Tony is, which is sixth all time.
Yeah, 4,783 yards is what separates Kelsey and Gonzalez. So,
and if he has let's say he has 1,200 this year, mm-hmm. and let's say he has 1,000 next year.
He's still not there.
But then he plays for another 2 years, and he collects like 800, 750.
This is where Cody and I always go back and forth. I don't think he's playing 4 years from now.
Not what he's getting now off the field.
I just think a couple.
But then again, he told Pete Sweeney they'd have to drag me off the field before I call it a day.
Look, I think he's going to get another 1,000-plus yards this year.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, I think I don't think he wants to be the guy that is all of a sudden not what he is now for hanging on for 2 or 3 years. I don't think that's what he wants to be. Mahomes' angle is what makes it a little more complicated,
mm-hmm.
because you know you have a chance to win a ring every single year with Patrick Mahomes as your quarterback. And the same reason when we talk about Andy Reid, like, why walk away from that?
Mm-hmm.
But I still think he was more beat up this past season than he ever had in his career, ever had been in his career. I mean, mm-hmm. he came very close to not playing in that playoff game with the back spasms and all that.
Came out of nowhere.
I think, and we'll see, you know, targets were certainly led the team and all that. Does that change? Does that help extend his career? I just think he was more beat up than ever. And we do know, yes, there's exceptions to the rule, and maybe he's going to be that. But everybody's body eventually breaks down on them.
Right.
And aren't you can even still be at the skill level that you're at. But are you more likely to get hurt at age 34 than you are at age 25? Yeah, probably. Probably.
What I like
recovering,
about his,
I should say.
And what I like about his body type is that he's not built like the Gates, Gonzalez, and Witten's.
Well, he didn't take the hits Gronk did, that's for sure. Oh, my goodness.
Which is fine. I'm okay with that, you know? He also doesn't have to wear the bionic arm that Gronk wore that was kind of a cheat code. But the thing about Kelsey is that he kind of, like, averts disaster more often than not because he's such a great zone catcher, and it's that first move that kind of extends his plays every time, which avoids those big hits. Now, there's times where Kelsey gets hit, and you're like, okay, don't need to see any of that at this point in his career. But again, a lot of people forget how big he is, man. He's, what, 6'5", 6'6",
he walks off the field to the sideline slow, like really slow sometimes. But then, obviously, he's just able to find the spot in the zone of that defense.
Right.
And he just has, you know, he'll just kind of box out. And he's very shifty right away when he catches. It's amazing. And then he ends up still having some of the best yards after the catch in football, and even though he's not the quickest guy.
The
it's
thing
crazy.
That's also crazy about his position is that it's going to diminish because of how great he's been, because of what the numbers are. But, like, his position isn't meant to have 1,300 yards. Now, again, we're in a new day of football.
Yeah,
like, you're
going
to start, you know, he's basically a glorified wide receiver that plays tight end. But, again, he's eventually just going to start playing tight end to where, like, you need him inside the 20, where it's like, you know what? A Kelsey game today is, and we saw this with Jason Witten, because Jason Witten went from, like, you know, almost every game with Tony Romo, 810 touchdown to where it was like 563 in a touchdown where it's like, hey, we need you on third downs. We need you inside the 20 and that's it. And you know, you have, you know, 12, 14 games a season where you're getting close to 65 to 80 a game. That'll tally up. Now he may never pass Tony Gonzalez. I'm not saying that he's going to do that, but the thing is he'll be within the discussion to where it's like, okay, he had, you know, 5,000, whatever it is.
Yeah,
you know,
the gap is only 2,500 yards, but he's got another ring and he's got all this postseason
rings,
success and all
numbers.
That.
Again, yeah. Jerry Rice is the only leading receiver in major categories above Travis. Jerry freaking Rice.
And the postseason,
dude,
when it matters most.
And you know, Jerry Rice played a ton of playoff games. Lord, look at that resume.
152 targets for Kelsey last year, the most in his NFL career.
And he's going to get 150 this year.
Probably. He had
152
this past year.
You going over under 145 targets? 17 games.
I'll actually go under the 145 target. Just looking at even, I understand Tyreek Hill is part of the equation, but he had 152 this past year in 17 games.
Mm.
The prior year, he only played in 16 games, had 134 targets. Then he played in 15, had 145. So, I mean, if we were to average it out, what, the last 5 years, he's probably, because there was a year where he only had 136 back in 2019 in 16 games. He's probably averaged about 140 targets a season.
And that was all with Tyreek.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
The question is, does Tony actually emerge as a real one? Are they spreading the ball around? That's going to be, that's the fun conversation, obviously, heading up at a camp much like a year ago, is how does this offense look each week? Other than Kelce, is there going to be a different guy that steps up or not?
What is Travis, you're 34?
He'll be 34 this season. Yeah.
Okay.
He's 33 right now, but yeah.
He's an October baby, isn't he?
October 5th.
Nice. I don't know why I knew that.
You didn't know that.
You
know,
I knew Mahomes is like
that in the photo earlier.
Okay.
We got you. I got you.
I mean.
What's his sign?
Oh, man, I don't know.
I'm terrible, but I know mine, and that's it. I don't know how they break down.
I think he is a Scorpio. Is that right? That's not right.
I have no idea.
I know I'm a Leo. That's all I know.
Capricorn, but I have no idea.
I know my dad's the same as my dad. He's October 7th, so I mean, same.
He is a Libra, folks. Libra. Travis Kelce is a Libra.
There it is.
Looks like a damn lion with that photo the Royals put up for him throwing out the first pitch.
Do you think that's, I mean, honestly, what do you think the attendance is going to be Monday night for that? Because the Royals, we don't have to, we understand.
I'd say 25,000.
We understand what the Royals are as a baseball team. We get it. First 20,000 get the towel.
They'll be 25.
You get 20 for the towel. It's going to be really nice. It's supposed to be 78 degrees or so on Monday night. Mahomes is going to catch the first pitch from Travis Kelce.
Mm-hmm.
Andy's going to be out there. I'm assuming they're going to bring the Lombardi trophy with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'll be
easy 25. You'll easily have 20. You're going to get a couple walk-ins. You're going to get a bunch of people that are like late.
It's a Monday night.
School's out, baby. Yep. It's the Chiefs, dude.
Can they get to 28?
No. They'll get to 25. I don't know if they get 28. 8,000 plus the promotion is a little bit of a stretch.
I'll say 23,000.
Okay. So you'll go under 25?
Yeah.
I'll say they'll get at least 25. I think they'll get to like 25, 5, 26.
They can end up with a big walk-up crowd. People all of a sudden are talking. Like, it's one of those where you don't realize. By the way, you know, you talk to your buddies. It's Monday. The weather's nice. Hey, by the way, the Chiefs are going
to
be out there.
Should be a great time to go to the Royals game, you know? You have a good time.
But again, it's not going
to
be about that.
But I'm just trying to be positive and promote people to go to the Royals game.
Also, I know the Reds don't excite people, but this young player, I do want to see the young kid that just got called up.
Yeah. I mean, not only that, but I mean.
That's just me. That's nerdy baseball me.
It's also, it's nice to go see somebody have redemption throw out the first pitch. Because the last time Travis Kelce threw out a first pitch, it was not good.
You know this one's going to be solid, right?
I hope. If it's not,
he's got practice now.
Does he throw off the mound?
I can sympathize with the poor first pitch.
I think he might have been a little buzzed, too.
He's had a heads up. I found out 5 minutes before my first pitch. He's had weeks, and he's a professional athlete.
I found out 3 seconds before I ran that they were taking 5 seconds off the clock.
Yeah. You're gonna try to run again? You want redemption?
No, I want to say play ball. That's all I want to do.
I didn't get to do the Derby last year because I was sick. So I don't know if I get to
the
do
Derby the hot, would be I fun. I would like to do the say that's something you could put on your resume as a sports person. What? I got to run as a hot
I've done
dog.
A potato race before.
That's weird.
At a minor league potato sack.
No, you were a potato.
So they had different potatoes at a minor league baseball game.
Were you the sweet potato?
I was the. Let's see. No, someone was the spud. I think I was the French fry. There was a spud, French fry, and something else.
Yeah, that's not quite as aerodynamic. I feel like.
But I won. I did win that one.
Wow, you overcame.
Did you win the one? You won the one you guys did, right?
Yeah,
you, Pete, and Cody?
Pete cheated.
Team catch up.
Pete cheated.
Oh, yeah. Pete tried to get off to a quick start, right?
But Cody still finished last.
Cody somehow argued that Pete cheating kept him from beating me as well. I don't know. You guys put that one together.
Huh. Pete cheating made you win?
Yeah, and Cody took third.
Was he? Okay.
But he said he was catching me.
Yeah, I don't really understand that logic.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
I don't really understand logic in general, though.
Coming up next, we'll get to what's trending. And we mentioned Chase Young yesterday as a potential option. Now there's another individual that could help this Chiefs defense. We'll tell you who it is and why it makes more sense.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.